Wellness Warriors, how are you doing? This is Dr. Katrina Nieskern, physical therapist and coach, and I am coming to you live on this beautiful day here to inspire, uplift, and motivate you, sharing some information, insight on our four pillars of wellness, which is mind, body, soul, and spirit. I'm here to help you, to inspire you, to educate you, to uplift you, and to grow right alongside you. I hope you get the most from this podcast. And if you do, please share, like, comment, leave a review, and give it to someone else. Hopefully that maybe we can make a difference in their lives as well. I hope you enjoy the show.
Today I wanted to talk about self-care, the importance of that and the stipulation of what that actually means and what it looks like in your life. There's a lot of hype and talk of going about around self-care and do this and do that, but one thing that we need to start with is the definition of self-care. So writing that down, like, what does self-care look like to you? And a lot of people say, oh, getting nails or facial or massage. So then you have to look at, where did that definition or belief system come from? So is it from media? Is it from parents? Or is it from ourselves and our soul and our alignment? Because a lot of times what I'm seeing is people think self-care is like going out drinking or eating crappy food or spending ridiculous amounts of money on things that they don't really need. And if that serves you, if that fills you and it replenishes you, awesome. There is no judgment or stipulation on what you define as self-care. For me, my definition of self-care are things that feed my brain, feed my soul, and feed my body to feel nourished and rejuvenated. Not only in that moment, but in the days to follow. So if something that I consider fills me, like if I go out dancing all night long, yes, that will definitely fill me, but I need to recover properly after that. So then it takes kind of like two self-care days. So I have to really be efficient with what self-care is to me. And as far as money goes, like I would rather spend money on a trip or a massage, which helps my lymphatic system and helps my parasympathetic system. I'd rather spend it on good nourishing food that doesn't cause me to go to the bathroom or have a food hangover the next day. I really want to be sure that self-care things that I do are actually maximizing my time and energy versus minimizing it. Because if I need to take a whole day to recover from the thing that I consider self-care, that's really not serving me. And it's probably not serving you either, and then you feel guilty and then kind of do less and less of the things, or starting feeling resentful towards the things in your life that are getting in the way of you doing the things that you consider self-care. So first, you need to define what self-care looks like for you. Second, you need to see if that definition is truly yours, or if it's what subconsciously is implanted on you by other people, by media, because they're really good at showing in movies and commercials and radio what we're seeing regularly as quote-unquote feeling good or self-care. Then you need to journal and have feedback and assess. When you do those things, when you start to do those things that you consider self-care, do you feel fulfilled or not? So I like to look at things as if they're either energy filling or energy draining. So I try to design my day around that. Like, what I'm taking away my energy. And that's why I had to really put like boundaries around exercise, because exercise does fill me up. It gives me endorphins, it gives me serotonin, I get my socialization. But if I'm not fueling properly, or if I do it all day too much, like, I need a lot of recovery time outside of that. So even though it's energy filling, I need to have equal and opposite amount of recovery time. And so I have to put boundaries around that in order for it to actually serve me and my purpose on this earth, which is to be of maximum service to others and change people's lives and grace enough. So looking at that too, like, give yourself feedback and assess. And if it's not energy filling, if you actually don't feel the same, you're like, maybe this isn't a self-care thing that I need to include on my list. Once you figure out, again, what those self-care tactics look like, then you need to schedule them and block time for them. And when people ask, I know for me and for a lot of women too, we're people pleasers, and just in American society in general, we want to add more and more things, more to do, more. We become human doings instead of human beings, and we're so disconnected from our bodies and our intuition. That is why we have gut dysbiosis and all these autoimmune inflammatory diseases. Is we no longer know what our bodies are telling us because we're so living in our head and that frontal lobe in task mode. And we're sitting all day compressing our breath, compressing our digestive system. We are always doing things. We're on social media, talking via text versus our voice, which our voice activates our vagal nerve, which activates our parasympathetic system. So we are constantly in the state of anxiety and depression and autoimmune stress because we are no longer operating, functioning as mammals and as human beings as we were made to. We're no longer moving throughout the day, moving stagnant energy. We're no longer feeling our bodies, feeling health food and things and people actually feel in our bodies because we're just doing what we think we're supposed to do instead of doing what actually feels good and serves us as a human being. So instead of taking on more and more and more things, being sure to schedule and block that time to move, to eat well, to get a massage, to take a hot Epsom salt bath, to pray, to meditate, to socialize, to do the things that are feeding you as a human being and not a human doing, even though it may seem like another task. But by scheduling that self-care time, it actually enables you to function better and not be seeking those instant gratification things that make you feel good temporarily, but you start to feel good throughout your days and start to think more positively. And then you want those true self-care things in your day and find that you're actually way more productive and more efficient in the other areas of life when you take time and schedule and block that time to take care of yourself. And even if it's like a little minute 5 minutes a day, especially as a healthcare provider, I know it's hard in any business. With back-to-back patients or meetings, like, it could be a breath. Take 1 second to breathe in through your nose, fully expand your ribs, and breathe out, allowing yourself transition time to feel your body. Like, go to the bathroom. So I go to the bathroom, do 10 squats, like, get back in your body, get a transition time, get out of your head of the past mode and get back into you as a human being. And that's going to allow you to function better and talk better and be in better alignment with your purpose and what you want to do throughout the day. And you're going to feel a heck of a lot exhausted, a heck of a lot less exhausted at the end of the day because you're not running on fumes. You're running on this piece of your parasympathetic mode of just flow. You're not running in stress and adrenaline and fear mode, which takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of energy out of your body. It takes a lot of energy away from the things that matter most to you. So once you've scheduled that block in time, a big part of that is removing the guilt and shame associated with it. So often we feel bad if we're taking 5 minutes for self, and unfortunately, the common workplace in society does that. And past jobs, like, I take 5 minutes on my lunch break, a time where I'm not being paid, to lay down in the sunshine and rest and digest, activate my parasympathetic nervous system, meditate, get rid of technology. And I was made to feel guilty for not having a business meeting or working on like something else during it, when I know my body and I know that I can last a lot longer because I've burned out. I have been hospitalized. I have been operated on. I've had to take medical leave of absences from school. I've had to leave certain school programs. I've had to like pay hundreds of thousands of dollars on medical bills for the shit that I put my body through because I didn't take 5 minutes to pause because I got out of touch with my body. And I still am in the process of healing. Like, I have repercussions from 20 years ago and even just current stuff of pushing myself and not listening to my body when it needed to rest, not allowing myself to sit and chew my food and digest and to do the things that are good for it. But our society is like, well, if you just eat this rice and bread and sugar, you have instant energy. And that rice and bread and sugar and everything causes an insulin spike, which then causes a crash later, which also causes inflammation and oxidization within your body, which maybe you get away with it now, but 10 or 20 years from now, when you have arthritis and need a joint replacement or have colon cancer or breast cancer, you're going to be like, shit. Well, now I have to, like, stop working for a year. And how productive is that? So removing the guilt and shame and knowing that, like, you're not letting anyone down. And honestly, if anyone lets you go or if it compromises your job, it's probably for the best interest. I know for me, different job situations and circumstances have happened. And it actually better aligned me with my purpose and what's best for my body and my brain. And so don't be afraid, because when you are in alignment, and at least for me, like when you are doing the right thing in God's will and you're doing it with the right intentions in order to recover, to heal, to produce when you're aligned with your body for the greater good, God will take care of you, and it will open up other opportunities and doors that you didn't think were possible. And then the last part is doing it. So we defined what it looks like to you. We created or assessed like where did those beliefs come from, and made sure that they really, what your self-care looks like, is accurate and aligning. Having feedback, journaling on if it is self-care, and then redefining and recreating new self-care patterns if they are not energy filling, if they're energy draining. Scheduling blocking time and removing guilt and shame around that. And then the last part is actually doing it. So I know for me, we get so tired and so burnt out. It's like the first thing to go. And especially for me, my spirituality and God, that's like the easiest one to kind of get to. Yeah, like today, I just got caught up on my 5 days. I do a daily morning devotional, and there's scriptures, and I try to look up those scriptures every day because it's my goal to read one word, because those words are powerful. Your words are powerful. Not saying negative things is going to manifest. There's a study, so for every, even if you watch the news 5 minutes, you're 20% more likely to say you had a bad day. So being sure that you're not putting negative messaging out there. And the more that you have these positive words and scriptures, you can fight the negative thoughts, because you have this calming positive words and constantly putting in inspirational positive things to conquer those negative thoughts and fears and doubts and insecurities that come and give us stress and give us anxiety. I've been tired and not feeling good. And so I wasn't able to look up all those scriptures. So today's my day off, and I finally looked up all those scriptures, and there's really, really good words. And not to say that that's bad, but I need to look at why I was so drained this week. What self-care thing did I need to change in order to be sure that that was first, that I had enough energy? Because then that becomes a habit. When we start forgetting the things, whether it's going to the gym or doing your food prep or taking a bath or taking 5 minutes to breathe or taking a walk at lunch, if we start letting those things go, and again, not legalistic, 80-20%, but be mindful that it doesn't become a habit of leaving that out, because it will catch up to you. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but in the grand scheme of things, not taking that time to do those self-care and self-love things that fill you, not just in the moment, but long-term, that fill your brain, that feeds your brain, that feeds your body, that nourish your body, that feeds your soul, that nourish your soul, whether it's painting or reading or socialization, spending time with your spouse or significant other, whatever it may be, doing it. You do it after you schedule that time and have accountability for it. So if you need a friend or you need a group or a community that keeps you accountable, do it. I'm here for you. Like, if you just need someone to text, be like, this is my intention, that's what the Wellness Warriors group is for as well. I can put links for that in the show notes. Like, having a group of people that love and accept you unconditionally and that you can be accountable to towards taking better care of yourself, that's what it's all about, and that's what's going to help you stay on track. Because unfortunately, again, like I said, in our society, it's normal, quote unquote normal and common, to burn the candle at both ends, to run on fumes, to be busy, to keep scheduling more things, to not be quiet, to always be on Instagram and Facebook and social media, to never be still, and to cut corners and to eat all these bad foods, which are shown in like commercials to be a reward, like to get drunk or to go out and eat crappy food is like a reward. Sugar is a reward. When actually, if you like actually sat down and like ate these artificial foods and really assessed how you felt long term after that, you would realize it makes you feel pretty crappy. So having that group and having that accountability helped as well in the self-care, self-love journey. I am here to serve you always. I am here to support you. And if you need any help with defining what self-care looks like, I would love to be there for you. You can always set up a free clarity call with me or reach out to me. Facebook, Instagram, just message me. I am here to serve. So, love you guys. Hope you have a great day.
All right, Wellness Warriors, I hope you enjoyed that podcast. And again, if you got anything from it, please leave a review, good, bad, ugly, positive, whatever it may be. I want to grow and become a better person for you, to better help you and grow along this journey of wellness. And again, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Wellness Warriors unite, and we do it anyway. Love you.